From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
What are the odds at Altuve's MVP? And I was like, he's really good this year. And I was like, let me check and see what the other guys around the league are doing compared to him. And there's nobody that I'd make a fierce argument for that's having a better season than him. Ian Desmond for the Rangers is having a very similar season to him numbers-wise and plays on a team that's 10 games better. But even that, I don't know. I mean, Altuve beats him in batting average and by about 7 steals.
Moses Malone Jr. claims he was attacked by James Harden's entourage outside of VLive Houston early Saturday morning. Malone Jr. posted on Facebook about how Harden's basketball camp was unaffordable for inner-city kids and believes Harden sent his entourage to assault him and steal his jewelry, which was valued at approximately $15,000. A police department spokesman told ABC that at least 4 of the men had guns. It's so bizarre. I think the reason it's bizarre is because it's kind of believable.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Producer T. Scott, no degenerates 975 today. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And right when the texts were about to be thrown in the trash forever, everybody rallies.
Good for them.
Texter says, you sure it wasn't James Harden that sent someone back to the Taco Bell?
Oh, I got James' order wrong.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of people saying stuff that about more things going on in that story, and they're hearing this and that. And I have to tell you, I've gone through and looked at everything. I don't see any of that until it's reported by a reputable source.
That's how I'm saying. I'll wait until...
Yeah,
we know more about it.
Yeah, but
I'm not going to take one guy's accusation and just say, "Oh, yep, he did it."
Or somebody says this, or I heard this. As you probably know by now, we don't do business that way unless we're getting it from people that we know and trust. So, I'm not going to. So that's why I'm not reporting any of this or saying any of this, because I don't have any basis in fact in it or anyone even that I trust reporting it. So, okay, this guy texted this like 26 times, so I'm going to answer it for him. I just wanted to say, what are the odds you're wrong, misspelled your, and claims to be in school, okay? You're wrong about the Texans again because both of you underrate them every year. For example, the year after they went 2-14, I called in and said the Texans could go 9-7 and maybe make the playoffs, and you called me a crazy fan, but that's exactly what happened. They didn't make the playoffs, by the way, the first year they went 9-7. So you're wrong about that.
Well, can we also talk about the fact that the year they did go 2-14, there were people sitting right here who said it was going to be a rough season,
yeah,
and nobody wanted to believe that?
Of course not. Let me read the rest of his multiple texts here.
His rant.
Last year, you thought they would do nothing, but they made the playoffs. And now, actually, I said they'd go 8-8 last year. I was off by a game. I don't know how 8-8 is nothing. Maybe in your world, 8-8 is nothing. In my world, 8-8 is a mediocre season. And now, a few weeks ago, you said there's a 40% chance they make the playoffs. When every single ESPN commentator has said the Texans are the clear division leader, that's an outright lie, by the way, except for y'all. So why do you hate on them so much? What are the odds you're wrong yet again? Okay, first off, and then the same guys later told me, I'm going to school for this. Okay, if you're going to school for this, please go to a grammar class. Because
going to school for what?
To communications, basically.
Oh, boy.
Dude, if you're going to communicate, you got to be able to spell right, okay? Let's just start with that. And you know, people get so pissed off when you correct their spelling, but if you're going to attack somebody, then at least have it right, okay? Small thing. First off, let me give you some. Not every single ESPN commentator has said the Texans are the clear division leader. Haven't heard them all, but I see the things that ESPN puts out, and most people still have the Colts winning the division. Okay? Number two, I haven't said what I think they're going to do this year because, frankly,
it's too early.
Until I get out and see them at practice and see how some guys look, which I say this every year at this time, when you guys want predictions right now, then it's stupid to try to predict them. There's teams that I have a lot of interest in this year. Like I might pick the Raiders to make the playoffs. I might pick the Vikings as my sleeper Super Bowl team. I have to see things first. I have to see what happens in camp. I have to see who makes the team. I have to see who's hurt, who's not hurt. So, yeah, if you want to know what I think they're going to do as of today, when somebody asks us, yeah, we'll give them odds. 40% is pretty damn good odds. And if you go look at what Vegas has, that's about where they are. They're second in the division behind the Colts to win the division. So I don't know how wrong I was for saying they'd go 8-8 when they went 9-7 last year.
Yeah.
And anyway, look, I get you're a fan, and I get this is what you do, but if you really want to do this for a living, what you need to kind of understand is you got to put that fan stuff aside, and you got to look at it logically, and you can't just make crap up like this, which is what you're doing. So that's my response to your text, which you sent me 100 times. So congratulations, you got your response, but got to tell you, really, really need to work on that grammar. Anyway, 832 says, thankful for the good textures today. The text line's the easiest way to reach. Well, and I get that. And I know a lot of people aren't on Twitter and Facebook for good reason.
Yeah.
So I'd like to keep it. And the muting thing's working for a while, but I'm also just getting so many just plain dickweeds. So 205 says, are you guys saying you don't trust the text line as a source? Yeah, it's pretty much what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What are the odds Charlie Strong wins 8 games this year?
I'd say 50%, really. I mean, that's kind of the baseline where he needs to be.
Yeah, so much of it kind of depends on what happens with, you know, I think Baylor, which I probably would have gone in saying that'll be a tough one for him. I might put that as a win now. I think they should win 8 games. If they don't, I don't know how much. I don't think he gets another year.
Yeah.
I mean, I think at this point you have to see progress, right?
Yeah.
And should see progress. I kind of James Harden forced him to text that. Oh boy, you guys are killing me now. But yeah, it's. I really think they're going to win 8 games. Jesse says, I have a guy on my Facebook page saying the Texans are going to the Super Bowl. He's wearing a Superman tank top in his profile pic. Hey, man, if you're a fan, you should have hopes on that because, I mean, that should be your hope. If it's not your hope and it's not your goal for your team, when at this point, yeah, defensively, they're going to have a top five defense again. And let's say they're right about the quarterback. Let's say Brock Osweiler turns in a – what would be a – you consider a really good year, not numbers wise, but plays at the level of fill in the blank quarterback
for this first year.
Yeah. Would exceed your expectations. Don't be ridiculous and say, and you know, not the ridiculous names.
Jay Cutler.
So I think he'd be better than that. I'm asking for your highest.
Oh, my highest.
Ugh. See, I'm thinking Joe Flacco. I think he could have a Joe Flacco type season. And if he does that and the offense is better, then yeah, they'll be one of the teams in the mix. I still think if you put a gun to my head today and
I thought you were saying what would I need him to do to exceed
your expectations.
To
where you say, wow,
success.
Yeah, what a big season. I think Joe Flacco would be mine.
Yeah, it'd be pretty amazing if he could
would,
be Joe
because
Flacco.
That would put him at the bottom of the top 10. That would be, to me, exceeding what I think he can do.
Yeah.
But if all that happens and you start seeing some injuries other places, it's a possibility. I mean, it's a remote possibility. There's a reason they're, 25-1 or whatever. But it's not impossible. I just think I think the Chiefs are still better than them until you prove otherwise. And I think that's a team that's going to be a contender this year. Patriots are always a contender, even without Brady for 4 games. And I'm really high on the Steelers this year. I think the Steelers going in, if they stay healthy. And it's the same thing with if they stay healthy. What if Osweiler blows his knee the first game and you're down to Brandon Whedon?
Yeah.
Then you're not a contender for anything. So, yeah, it's okay to believe that. It's okay to hope that. But you also have to be reasonable. What has to happen for all those things?
Yeah.
Will Fuller has to turn out to be a star. And you know, Lamar Miller has to have a monster year. Your offensive line has to come together. I mean, all these things have to happen. And it doesn't mean they won't, but the odds of all those things happening and everybody staying healthy, to me, it's pretty small odds.
Yeah.
But that's all right. That's what you're supposed to do as a fan. You're supposed to have hope, and at the same time, you're also supposed to be reasonable. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And, hey, guys, got to tell you about my good friends at Texas Mattress Makers. And 4th of July is coming up. Big sale, as always. They still do business the old-fashioned way. Honestly, straightforward. Yuval, the owner, they take great pride in building quality handcrafted mattresses piece by piece, layer by layer. They make all types of beds at the factory that you can't find in retail stores. And for the summer, check out the Dublin beds. It's a hot deal on a cool mattress, and by cool, I mean you sleep cool. The Dublin pocketed coil mattress design enables air to breathe and flow in and out, making it a great mattress for the hot summer. Buy the latest technology for the lowest price. And I got to tell you, I got a couple of emails this weekend from people who went to Texas Mattress Makers, and they both told me the same thing. Wow, this place is really fantastic. We got a great deal. That's because, hey, you know what? The great thing about Texas Mattress Makers, you could go to a retail store. You're going to spend a bunch more money. They make them right there. Sell them directly to you. Right now, Queen Mattress Set, $2,320. 4th of July sale, 20% off their top-of-the-line mattresses. Stop by the showroom today through July 4th for the 4th of July sale. Please tell Yuval and the gang I sent you. They take care of the Blitzers. They love you guys. You're going to sleep better. You're going to save money. You're going to get it all. That's Texas Mattress Makers. The best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and time to get lined up to play What Are the Odds? We're going to give away three spots, the last three spots that are available here. You can still show up and play. But to win a seat in the Blitz Summer Poker Classic, the first round is tomorrow at Dave & Buster's on Richmond. Tournament starts at 7, but you have to register to play by 6:45. The top 25 in the qualifier get a seat in the final round. It's all free and a chance to win the grand prize. For details and the official rules, log on to ESPN975.com. And, okay, here's the deal. Get lined up. What are the odds on anything you want? We'll go through everybody, and unless we tell you that has no chance to win, hang on. Tyler will pick three of you, and you get the poker spots.
All right.
So give you guys a couple of seconds here to get caught up. I love this text from 713. Both of you are so cocky and arrogant. I can't wait till John and Raheel take your time spot.
Okay.
You got probably at least another 2-3 years before you're going to get that. So you'll have to wait that long. Sorry. I hope you live that long. Actually, I don't. I hope you die before then. It's just me because I'm cocky and arrogant that way. I hope James Harden visits you. All right. Let's start with Paul. Gets to lead it off. What's up, Paul?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're doing sports. What's up?
All right. I don't really care to be in the poker tournament, but I was wondering if I can play What Are the Odds? Anyways.
All right.
All right. My question is, what are the odds that Brandon Ingram wins Rookie of the Year, the guy that the Lakers drafted? I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
I would say it's pretty unlikely because Brandon Ingram physically has a lot of growing to do. That's usually not the kind of – I think it's going to be a year or two before you really start to see what kind of a player he's going to be. I think it's more likely to be a guy, and this was a year where a couple seniors got drafted. You know, Buddy Hield got drafted and Chris Dunn got drafted, and those guys I think are going to be instant impact guys. While I think Ingram's good, I think it's just going to take him a year or two before you really start to see him develop into what he's going to be.
All right, Craig.
Gentlemen.
Sports.
All right, what are the odds that Moses Malone Jr. played more defense against his attackers than Harden does in an entire NBA season?
I missed that one.
What are the odds that Moses Malone Jr. played more defense against his attackers than Harden does an entire season? I don't have a number for that, but you can stay on hold. Cisco.
Yeah, what's up, guys? What are the odds that the Houston Texans end up with a better record than the Dallas Cowboys this year?
Yeah, we get that almost every week, and it just, to me, it all depends on is Tony Romo healthy. If Tony Romo's healthy, I think the Cowboys have a better record, and I don't know why. That's one of those things that drives me nuts. Why do you guys care who has a better record out of your two teams? You don't play in the same division. It is, and you know what? Right now, you're both 5 inches. I mean, if Romo's healthy, yeah, the Cowboys will have a better record. I'm not sure I can let you win with that one. PJ, what's up?
Sports, guys.
Sports.
What are the odds that Tony Dungy will stay with the Spurs for one more year?
What?
Tony Dungy?
Duncan.
Oh, Tony Duncan.
What about Tony Duncan?
How long he will stay with the Spurs for one more year?
That Tony Duncan will stay with the Spurs for one more year?
I'd bet almost everything I've got that Tony Duncan doesn't play for the Spurs next year.
Or ever again. Okay, I don't know if he meant Tony Parker or Tim Duncan, but maybe he meant them both. I'm confused.
They'll both be back next year. Tony Duncan, however.
Yeah.
No.
Tony Duncan's kind of cool. Have you seen him?
I've never even seen him.
Yeah, me either.
I've not even seen film.
How about Rafi? What's up, Rafi?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Fan of the show.
Thanks. So, unfortunately, John and Raheel are going to take our time slot soon, so enjoy it while you can. We're arrogant.
Yeah.
Awesome. What are the odds that Altuve finishes second in the MVP voting, even though he may end up with better overall numbers than the winner because of him not being as popular league-wide as other more notable players playing for a larger market? I'll hang up and listen.
Well, it comes down to who those players play for. Because I will say, and we discussed this earlier, if you made a list of 3 or 4 guys right now, Altuve's on it. Ian Desmond is probably on it. Ian Desmond is not a popular player. He's not a well-known player even before this year, but he does play in a slightly bigger market in DFW. Mike Trout is obviously a more well-known player, plays in a bigger market than here, but also will probably not end up with the same team success that the Astros will. So I think it's a mix of that. It's a mix of how well-known you are, how big your media market is, and how much success your team has. I think Altuve is, you know...
Well, he's getting there, and he's already got a batting title, which that gets you noticed.
No doubt.
Let's try Josh.
Sports, guys.
Sports to you, sir.
What are the odds that Dwayne Wade winds up leaving Miami to play with a team with an all-star player like LeBron James or Carmelo, so on, to try and chase a ring towards the end of his career?
I put that at less than 5%. I think he wants as much money as he can get. I'd be really surprised. Just from everything I've read, he's just trying to get paid as much as he can here at the end. He's already got his
rings. Surprising to me.
He's already got his rings, though.
Yeah, but he's no longer an elite player. He's still a good
Tell
player.
Tell him that.
Well, I would. But I would tell him, listen, dude, you're a good player still. You can help on a good team, but if you're the best player on the team, your ceiling is somewhat limited.
All right.
He couldn't disagree with
are
that.
Are you guys hanging up on these people?
That's possible.
Don't hang up on them. You're supposed to stay on hold so that if they're good enough, they can win. So far, everybody you've hung up on.
By the way, Astros win today 10-4.
Yeah.
On the strength of a 4-for-5 day from Altuve with 4 runs scored.
That's pretty good. 281 says, Cowboy fans don't give a bleep about the Texans, LOL. Not fans in Dallas, no, but the ones who live here.
The ones here do.
You guys are just as bad as they are, and you both deserve shame bells. All right, let's try Rod. Don't hang up, Rod, after you do this,
Rod.
Okay?
Hey, what's up, sports guys? What's going on?
Sports and stuff.
What are the odds that the Golden State Warriors win 70 games next year, 7-0?
I'll go 45%.
You know what? They were incredibly healthy this year. I'll go lower than that. I'll say about 35%.
Okay. I mean, that team is, they're bringing most of their guys back.
I think they're going to win 65. I think 65 is doable.
What if they add Kevin Durant?
You know what? I'm not sure they'd be a lock for 70 just because it'd take a while for those guys to figure each other out. It'd be like when LeBron
subtract Harrison Barnes, add Kevin Durant. It's hard to say they won't get better.
No, they'll get better. I don't think it'll happen. It'll be much like when the Heat got together and they were kind of mediocre at first. Brian McTaggart just tweeted out, if the Astros go 7-3 on their homestand, they'll be 49-40 at the All-Star break. Last year, they were 49-42. 7-3 might be a bit much, but we'll see. All right, let's try Phil.
Sports, guys.
Sports to you, sir.
What are the odds Brock Osweiler starts 12 games for the Texans this season, be it behind that new offensive line, especially with the health questions at left tackle?
It's hard to say. I mean, I don't know how durable he is because he just hasn't played that much. I mean, I'd say 50%. I'm going to guess he's durable, but we're not going to know. And I think the offensive line is going to be okay. A lot depends on Dwayne Brown. They need a healthy Dwayne Brown. Chris.
What's up, guys? Sports and all that jazz.
Sports to you.
Okay, what are the odds that conference rival Blake Bortles not only outperforms against Brock Osweiler throughout the season, but finishes in the top third of all NFL quarterbacks? Key stats.
I think top third is a stretch.
Yeah, I'm going to go less than 10%.
I mean, to ask that guy to be a top 10 quarterback this year is, I don't think he's there yet. I still have questions about the offensive line.
I still have questions about his decision-making, especially in the fourth quarter of games. He gives up as many points as he gets with his offense. And unless that changes dramatically, and with great quarterbacks, sometimes it does. You go look at Aaron Rodgers early in his career, turned the ball over way too much. And when he stopped doing that, he became great. But I have not seen – but you could see where Rodgers saw where his mistakes were and was working to fix them. I don't see that with Blake Bortles. I see him making the same mistakes over and over and over again. So count me very skeptical on Blake Bortles. Andrew.
Hey, I just want to know, what are the odds James Harden is hiding the guns used in the robbery in his beard?
James Harden wasn't involved in the robbery.
His
personally.
Alleged entourage.
Right.
It would have to be their guns he's hiding in his beard.
They would hide that in their own beards. No one's going to bring a gun that was used in a robbery around James Harden.
And that's how you would know it was Harden's guys, if they all had beards, right?
Yeah.
They'd all have to.
Beard squad.
Yes, sir?
Yes, sir.
I had a question, though. What are the odds if Miami signs KD, what are the odds if LeBron would ever consider coming back to Miami if they sign KD to Chelsea?
I don't know what good that would do him. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if he needs that in his life. I think he's done with Miami.
Yeah,
I think if he leaves Cleveland, it's going to be for somewhere else, somewhere where you can start all the way over, right?
All right, we'll do two more, and then Tyler's going to pick three winners. Parker.
What are the odds you guys get it wrong 2 years in a row? Alex Smith smashed it last year. Alex Smith, 4 yards. Houston Texans quarterback, 4 yards total.
I have no idea what you were asking there, Parker. Can you clarify? Never mind, you can't. You don't win.
All right, what are the odds Alex Smith gets more total yards than the Houston quarterback's total yards? Houston's quarterback total yards.
So, Texans quarterback versus Alex Smith total yards. Who do you like?
Well, Kansas City runs the ball a lot more. It's not like Smith is a big yardage producer. That's not what he does. So, I don't know what the Texans are going to do. Just a silly question. I'll go with Alex Smith because he's been there a few years, but
yeah,
his numbers though are just he's not a numbers guy.
Not a numbers guy. I do agree with that.
So you know what? Screw it. Give me Texans guys, 52%.
Okay,
but when you have to explain the question three times, it's not a good one. You don't win. All right, one more. Ray, what's up?
Threat. By the way,
Rhett. Okay, my eyes suck. This thing's 20 feet away.
No worries. No worries.
My apologies. All right,
guys, no worries. All right, this is important stuff. We're going to talk Game of Thrones. What are better odds that Jon Snow and Daenerys Targaryen hook up and unite, or that Jon Snow and Daenerys Targaryen square off against each other?
I think they'll have to battle at some point.
No, well, I think they'll get into a fight over their marriage because that's what people do. No, I think it's more likely they hook up than fight. I'll go 55-45, but that's
hook
a good one.
Hook up like sex?
Well, on the same side.
Okay.
Because I still think she's going to wind up banging Tyrion, who winds up being her brother, and that's a Targaryen thing to do. All right. First off, we're going to go back to giving you guys topics for this, because when we do that, The calls are really good. When we just leave it open to whatever you guys want to do.
It's a train wreck.
We get Alex Smith questions. Tyler, pick three winners and let's get the hell out of here.
I'm going to go with Craig. He had the funny Harden question. Rhett, and we'll go with Rod.
All right.
Rod.
Congratulations. You guys are playing poker tomorrow. My table's full, though, so I won't be accepting any more submissions for that. All right. Well, that was pretty much a disaster.
Are you hating your job right now?
No, I'm telling you.
I can tell you, if you go to My Computer Career, you could get a new job.
Really?
You can make some more money, too.
Would I get people troll texting all the time at
me? You wouldn't have to deal with that.
You know what?
Not if you're working in IT.
Tell me all about it. I'm very interested.
Yeah, listen, if you're unhappy with the job you've got now, maybe you're working out in the heat all summer or you're just not making enough, you need to know about My Computer Career. Houston's one of the fastest growing IT markets in the country, and you need a certain skill set to get these jobs. Place to go to get these skills, My Computer Career. There's a huge demand for certified pros. My Computer Career has job placement specialists that will work with you to get you hired. Again, jobs all over the city of Houston looking for qualified guys. And I know what you're thinking, going back to school is going to help you move up, but it's going to take some time and it's going to cost some money. Not My Computer Career. You'll be in and out of school in less than a year. Financial aid is available, including the GI Bill. Go check them out, mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. It's the first step to changing your life and finally making some real money. Mycomputercareer.edu. Take that free career evaluation. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you. This time.
This is the Blitz. The Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Getting a lot of Brock Osweiler's never proven anything. That guy's garbage. He's going to be terrible.
He might be.
We don't know. And that's the thing. You can't. There's really no way to make a blanket statement on a guy until he's out there playing in this offense with this team, with these players, and it's his team. And, you know, I think there's a real high upside. I also think that there's definitely a side where you're going to say, wow, this was a total mistake. But anybody who's sitting there telling you, oh, yeah, he's going to be this because, or he's going to be this because, is full of it. They're guessing. And, you know, all I can do is talk to people who, you know, like Sean Salisbury and people like that who study quarterbacks and work with quarterbacks. And you know what? What I'll tell you is he's got the potential to be good. And that doesn't mean a damn thing until you get out there and do it. So there's no way of knowing. And, you know, to me, if he's really good, they have a chance to be a very good team this year.
Yeah.
But you're not going to be able to know that in June. You're not even going to know it early in camp. You're not going to know it in the preseason because preseason is basically meaningless. You'll find out about 8-9 games into the season whether or not you've got yourself a quarterback. I think it's going to take that long to know because he may start off terrible. Brand new offense, new players around him. And then maybe he turns it around, or maybe he starts off great and then teams adjust to him and he never adjusts and that's it. So I think realistically, knowing what he's going to be and being able to have an educated opinion on it, it's going to take at least 8, 9, 10 games into his first season here. My opinion.
I don't disagree with that opinion.
You know, I could tell you what I think and what I suspect, but it's just guesswork, man. All right, let's try James. James, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Sports.
Sports to you.
What are the odds that Johnny Manziel will be sober by July 1st to make his NFL comeback?
No, I 0%. Highly doubt
0%.
That.
0%. You know, the only people that care about him anymore are TMZ.
It's like a couple days from now. No way he's going to be sober.
Yeah, and he's, oh, I'm going to. The guy's a wreck. He's a complete wreck. There is no chance. He's never playing football again. I think I hate to break this to you, Manzelich. You might go ahead and accept this now. That guy's never playing NFL football again. I would say less than a 4% chance. Because even if he were to turn his life around, He's still maybe looking at jail time.
Yep.
And by the time all that's done, you really think anybody's going to waste any time on a guy who didn't really show he could play in the NFL? It's kind of time to quit talking about Johnny Manziel. He's not a football player anymore. He's not even a star anymore. I don't know why TMZ is so enamored with him. They followed him down to Mexico to take pictures. 713-780-ESPN. 832. If Andrew Luck plays like he did 2 years ago, will the Texans have a chance to win the division? I would say if Luck plays like he did 2 years ago, it'll be hard for the Texans to win the division. Unless, as a team, they're much improved over last year, which is a possibility, but they'd have to be significantly improved. Like, I think offensively, they'd have to have a top 10 offense to go with a top 5 defense. That being the case, maybe. But it's a lot to ask. That's a lot to turn around on an offense in 1 year. Andre, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Yes, hi, guys. I wanted to ask, what are the odds that my Steelers actually make a serious run in the playoffs this year? I'll hang up and listen.
I like your Steelers a lot this year. I think if they can stay healthy, that's going to be the caveat with everybody. But offensively, that team is going to be a juggernaut. I saw a thing on ESPN where they were talking about, can Julio Jones get 2,000 yards this year? And that everybody was saying, well, at some point somebody's going to break that record and get 2,000 yards. I think Antonio Brown has a real good chance to do it if he stays healthy. And if Le'Veon Bell's healthy, that offense is just going to be tremendous. And I think they take a big step forward defensively. But I got to see, you got to see how camp goes, see who's healthy, who's not. But that's a team that is very much on my radar this year as a potential Super Bowl team. But we shall see. A lot depends on what happens if, you know, how much the Ravens bounce back, which I think they will.
Yeah, and how good the Bengals are.
The Bengals are still good, and I don't think they'll ever win a playoff game in our lifetime, but they're going to make playoffs most likely. So he says TMZ just wants to be there when Johnny dies. Says, I have Johnny in a Deadpool. Yeah, that's a good draft pick, man. A lot of points. Good chance. Joseph, Luck was trash before the injury last year. What makes y'all think he's going to be better this year? Because every year in his career was better than last year's. And I think the injuries had a lot to do with it. Maybe wrong. Maybe it's like AJ says, maybe he's just forgotten how to play football. And if that's the case, okay.
I don't see that happening.
All right. Quick break. We'll do deaths. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
On the lake tonight by my side.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Play poker in the Blitz Summer Poker Classic tomorrow. We're at Dave & Buster's on Richmond. Sign in for available seats is at 5 p.m. We'll shuffle up and deal at 7:15 to find the top 25 who will advance to the finale for a chance to win the grand prize.
The grand prize.
And it is free. Tournament's free. And if you did not win a spot, as long as you get out there by 6, maybe 6:30, they'll do their best to see you. We are doing the show from there tomorrow, right? That is correct?
Yes.
Okay. Because it doesn't mention that on air, but we'll be there 4 to 7.
Yeah, John told us. John confirmed this yesterday.
Okay.
It is confirmed.
Jay said, 8 or 9 games, first 4 games, you should know how good he will be. I know you guys want to, I mean, this is the way society is. You want to know after 1 game if the guy's any good. But guys can suck for 4 games, or they can be really good for 4 games, and then teams adjust to them. I think realistically, 8, 9, 10, maybe 12 games even before you're going to know. And even then, you might not. Some guys, I mean, by now, he should be pretty close to a finished product. So I think that's a fair number. And for everybody who keeps texting about us moving out of the time slot, that was a joke. We're not going anywhere. Stop it, guys. The only way we'll be out of the slot is if one of us dies. Well, if my movie and book get really huge, I'll probably have to leave. But that's still a long way off. So anyway. All right. let's do deaths. Okay.
We'll start. I can't do the Italian version. I can't read it to you in Italian because Tyler didn't print me out a copy.
Oh, well,
no, I have one. I just didn't want only... to see how the porn stars died.
Oh, okay.
There's no porn star? Oh, there's two. Okay, never mind. There's only one Pope, Paul
I. You could have just blacked that out, Tyler, for future reference.
Yeah, that's kind of what Jung does. But Paul I, 767 Italian Pope. He doesn't have a cool name, though, so it
Paolo. Wouldn't
matter. That's close enough. Yeah, I'll take that. All right, Jack Lemmon in 2001, American actor.
God, it's been that long since he died?
Yeah. How about this? It's been since 1997 when Jimmy Stewart died at 89 years old. Good run. I used to do a really good Jimmy Stewart impression, but then he died, so it's like, it's useless.
Yeah.
People don't even know who he is. I mean, you probably don't even know who he is by now.
I know who Jimmy Stewart is, but I can see how... I would guess that the majority of people that are I think if you're any younger than me, like, I bet Tyler has no idea who Jimmy Stewart is.
But he certainly wouldn't know. He might know, have heard of him, but he certainly wouldn't know a Jimmy Stewart impression. Yeah. I could do it in an English accent. He'd go, oh, yeah, that sounds perfect. Anyway. Let's see.
Are you going to do a Jimmy Stewart impression?
Oh, it's a wonderful life, AJ. All right. Let's go to, God, none of these deaths are very good. Okay, Charles Goodyear in 1860. Invented the vulcanization process for rubber, dead at the age of 59. I didn't know you had to vulcanize rubber.
You do.
What's Dr. Spock have to do with that?
I don't know, but he's big on it.
2009, Billy Mays, television pitch man.
Oh, yeah. I forgot Billy Mays is dead.
Yeah.
No, that was the other guy. The ShamWow guy had like a violent death, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he like get...
No, ShamWow guy's the guy that bit the hooker's ear off.
Oh, that's what it was.
I don't think he's dead.
No, he's not dead. Slap Chop. He also did Slap Chop.
What happened to that guy?
He's slap chopping, man. Okay, Joseph Smith.
I need an update on him.
Founder of the Mormon Church was shot by a mob at the age of 38 in 1844. That's not a good way to go out. Harriet Beecher Stowe, author of Uncle Tom's Cabin, dead at 85. Ernest Hemingway, dead at 61. From suicide. Okay, here's your best deaths. Pat Summitt, of course, we know about. Buddy Ryan. Marlon Brando. That's a big one. Franz Ferdinand.
It was a real big one when he died.
Not the band, the actual Archduke of Austria, who was assassinated in 1914.
Started World War I.
James Madison, 1836.
Father of Billy Madison.
Nostradamus in 1566, dead at the age of 62.
He saw it coming, too.
He did see it coming. You know, he predicted somebody would dig up his brain and try to drink from it to gain his powers.
Did that happen?
Yeah, he had the ear in his brain, reportedly. All right, and Marjorie, Loris, and Mace Tyrell, the High Sparrow, Lancel Lannister, and a bunch of other sparrows, Uncle Kevin Lannister, Grandmaster Pycelle, Tommen Baratheon, and Walter Fry, all dead on Sunday night. And finally, here's your porn stars. Camila De Castro died from...
What year?
2005.
Oh, that's drug overdose.
Heroin overdose and leapt to her death from her eighth-story apartment.
Okay.
And in 2002, Amber Sexum died from?
2002?
Yeah.
It sounded like a car accident.
Only if the car accident involved a drug overdose.
Damn,
so I'm sorry, sir.
Double OD today.
Yeah, that was incorrect.
Poor gals.
You know what? 50%. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Give Tyler a solid B-plus for today's effort. Hoffman gets an A-plus as always.
The last update in on Vince Schlomi, who is the ShamWow guy, is that in 2013, that's the last update on him.
Yeah.
It says he's cleaning up his act. And he says that after the 2009 arrest... he's changed his ways. He's in a healthy long-term relationship, and he's doing fine. That was 2013. Who knows? He might be dead by now.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
Yeah,
to not do anything. All right, it's gonna wrap it up.
Hooker's ears off.
Yeah, we'll see you at. Or maybe the hooker bit his ear off. I don't remember the exact.
She bit
story.
His tongue. He bit her ear.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll be out at Dave and Dutt Busters tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5. ESPN Radio Sports Beat. Here's Sarah Spain.